give you praise for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear and a heart to receive the living word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, thank you for your anointing and your call upon me to minister this word, and I'm resting in that right now. And Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, say amen with me.
Amen.
Praise God. All right. Turn in your Bible, if you would, to 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. Hallelujah. All right, look at verse 13. I'm reading again from the New King James Bible, but 1 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, verse 13 says, "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is the truth, that it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Praise God. And we're going to look at some things. I don't know if I'm going to finish this message today or not, but if I don't excuse me, if I don't, and the Lord say the same, we'll finish it up next week. Y'all excuse me here just a minute. All right, I think I can talk. All right, glory to God. Y'all stretch your hands toward me. Say, voice be healed. Yeah. I think I should have brought a room temperature water, but I didn't. All right, give me just a moment. All right, hallelujah. Can you hear me okay? It's going to clear up. How many of you know the devil don't want you to hear the word of God? He don't want you to hear the word of God, but he's a liar anyway. I need somebody to bring me. Yeah, I want a room temperature bottle. And over my head, turn the AC down. Hallelujah. I mean, we good. We victorious. Amen. All right, let's start this over. Verse 13 again. Let me read it again. "For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Turn it down over my head, please. All right, you got that? All right, praise God. And I want to say, well, let me go ahead and give you my subject. How to receive the word of God. How to receive the word of God. Now, before we go any further, I should have done this earlier, but before we go any further, I want us to make a confession that I have you make sometime, not every service, but I have you to make this confession sometime, so go ahead and make this confession right now. Say, by the word of God, life flows into my spirit. By the word of God, peace flows into my soul. By the word of God, By the word of God, healing flows into my body. And say, I'll receive the word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now, as we go back to verse 13 here on how to receive the word of God, it says, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God. Now I'm going to stop right there for a moment. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and give you number one. My number one point is that the word of God must be welcomed and received as the word of God and not the word of a person, or not words of a person, okay? And I pray that today you are receiving what I'm saying as the word of God and not as the word of Pastor James. Amen. Now, Pastor James has been charged by God Almighty to preach his word. Not my word, not what I want, but what he wants. Amen? By doing that, you are receiving from God. You are receiving the word of God. And so Paul, as he was writing to this Thessalonian church, he says, I pray for you, and I'm rejoicing over the fact that you received the word and you welcomed the word as from God and not as from man. Because man can't help you. God can. Amen. Even when we pray for you, even when we lay our hands on you, it's God doing the work. You hear me? It's God doing the work. And that and God should always get the glory. You know what? If you're a good singer, you know what? You should give God the glory. Because if he didn't gift you with that voice, you wouldn't be able to sing. You hear me? Amen. Whatever you have, we need to give God the glory for it. So he said they welcomed the word of God and they received it as the word of God and not from man or from a person. Now, we understand, listen to me, we understand that the Holy Spirit works through people, don't he? He works through people who preach and teach the word of God. Why? Because we are vessels of God. We are vessels. We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, and he uses us for God's glory. And so we are God's vessels. God made a decision that whatever he does in the earth, that he wanted to do it in cooperation with his people. The Bible tells us that we are laborers together with God. We are God's hands, we are God's feet, we are God's mouthpiece in this earth. You still with me? We are vessels of God. Don't you ever forget that. I am a vessel of God, but the word I speak should come from God, and it should come from right here. Amen. Now, and I mentioned this to you a while back, that mankind is vital to what happens on this earth, be it good or bad. Man is involved somewhere. Let me say that again. I want you to grab hold of this. Whatever is going on in this earth, good or bad, mankind is involved in it in some capacity. Yeah. So if it's good, if it's God, he's working through his people. If it's the devil, guess what? He's working through his people. So demon spirits work through people just like the Holy Spirit does. Why you think that is? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you. And we see an example of this in Matthew chapter 8, Luke chapter 8, Mark chapter 5. We see an example of this where Jesus had gone over. I want you to just hold your place here at 1 Thessalonians just a moment. Go to the book of Mark chapter 5. I want you to see something here, and I want to establish something. Mark chapter 5. And I'm just going to use Mark 5, but you can find this in Matthew 8, Luke 8. Remember when Jesus told the disciples, let's go over to the other side? And I, like I said, I touched on this a few weeks back. But let me just read to you, because I'm establishing something here. It verse 5, beginning at verse 1. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. He was in a mess, wasn't he? And always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus?" Now that's these devils talking through him. "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now, again, this is these devils speaking through this man. Y'all understand that, right? Verse 10 again. Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send him out of the country. Now, a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Now, here's the point that I'm making to you. We are vessels that God uses, but mankind is also vessels that the devil uses. So we see here, this man was possessed with a bunch of demons. And we read it where they would cut themselves and just do all sorts of crazy stuff. No one could bind them. I mean, he'd just break loose from whatever. All of this is demonic. Now, let me tell you what I was about to tell you before we move on. Why do the devil want to possess and control people anyway? Right? Good question, don't you think? Demon spirits want to work through people because it gives them their widest range of expression. And the reason I read Mark 5 there is because we see what happened when the devils went into the swine. They immediately went crazy and ran down and drowned themselves. But if you notice, this man didn't drown himself. Why didn't he run down the hill and drown? Because he was being used by those devils. That's the reason, folks, and I'm going to get back to where we were, but that's the reason we need to pray for people. Some folks don't even realize they're being used by the devil. We can see it because we're saved, and we need to pray for them. The devil cannot have, or demons cannot have, their widest range of expression through animals, but they can through human beings. They can through a person. Amen? And there's a whole lot more that I can say about that, but that's really not my subject this morning. But I want you to understand, though, that we are vessels that God used. So when we preach the word of God, when we give you the word of God, we're giving it to you as God's vessels. But as it is the word of God, you are to receive it as the word of God. Can I get amen on that? Amen. Amen. So let me, number one, must be welcomed and received as the word of God, not as the word of a person. And by the way, when someone is preaching or teaching the word of God and it stings you a little bit, don't get mad at the person. Mm-hmm. And I thought Pastor was my friend. We went out to lunch together the other day. Now he's going to come and start preaching against things that I want to do or things that I am doing. I believe I'll leave this church. Well, if you leave a church just because your toes are getting stepped on and you're hearing the truth, but you want to rebel against the truth, you are in some trouble. Because that tells me you don't want to hear what the Word of God has to say. You want to hear from somebody who's going to tickle you. Tell you everything you want to hear. You're still here. No, no, no. I'm here to tell you right now. Sometimes when you hear the Word of God, sometimes you're going to feel like shouting, throwing up your hand saying, hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. And sometimes it's going to make you want to run to the altar. But both are good. You hear me? Both are good. And we're living, really, let me say this before I move on. We're living in a dangerous time now where even some pastors want to please the people, either for the crowd or for the money. And some have compromised the Word of God just so that they can please people. Now, don't get me wrong. We don't use the Word of God to beat people up. You shouldn't do that. No, we should preach the Word of God, period. Preach the Word of God. Tell people the truth with a pure attitude, not trying to get back at somebody just because they didn't do what you wanted them to do or whatever. One thing I decided a long time ago, I will not preach at people. I will preach the Word of God and let it fall where it may, but I will not preach at someone. Now, the human part is getting in there. Oh, I've been around a long time, folks, and I've been in churches where that's been done, where pastor, you know who he's talking about or she's talking about. No, we've been called to preach the Word of God. Now, if you need to communicate with that individual or those individuals, that's when you need to set aside some time, meet in your office or wherever you want to meet. Now you talk. Now you can talk about the specifics, what's going on in their lives that's not good. But so if I happen in the course of my preaching, happen to touch on something, or let me say it this way, if I happen to touch a nerve, don't blame me. Just say, Lord, thank you. I repent of this. Amen. All right, so number one, must be welcomed and received as the Word of God, not as the word of a person. Number two, you yourself, examine the scriptures to see if what's being said line up with the Word of God. We come to church to hear the Word of God, to be fed the Word of God, but we're supposed to do our own work as well. Look, I do not mind, hear me good, I do not mind. As a matter of fact, I recommend, t- take notes, take notes, take notes, take notes. Go back to your home or whatever and study those notes. Go to the Bible and compare your notes to the Bible. Amen. As a matter of fact, turn in your Bibles to Book of Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. And here Paul is Paul and Silas is ministering in Berea. Look at verse 10, Acts chapter 17, verse 10. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. And listen at this, in that they received the word of God, they received the word with all readiness. See, they welcomed the word of God. They were ready for the word of God. Amen? But what else did they do? And searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Now here are these men of God, the Apostle Paul, Silas, men of God. But how many of you know, even men, holy men, anointed men of God can make a mistake? Because we're human. Let me ask you a question. How many parents do we have in here? Raise your hand. Okay, now, put your hands down. How many of you have at least two children? Raise your hand. All right, good, good. Now, how many of you was talking to your children or maybe calling them or saying something and you call them by the wrong name, maybe by their brother or their sister? A lot of hands up. Now, let me ask you a question. Does that make you a bad person? No. No, you just made a mistake. Why? You're human. And so, holy men of God, anointed men of God, they can still make a mistake. You can mean one thing and say something else. Believe me, it's happened to me a lot. So that's the reason you receive what's being said as the word of God, but then you go and you do your own study. And I'm talking about receiving from men and women of God. I'm not talking about somebody just trying to deceive you or trick you with having the wrong motive to begin with. That's not what I'm talking about. But we need to go back and study. And when I say study, not just to make sure that what you heard is correct, but also to learn even more, that God will reveal even more to you. But you have to understand something. I'm standing before you just a few minutes, usually about twice a week. I'm standing before you a few minutes. But if that's all the word that you're getting, that's not enough. You need to study on your own. You need to read the Bible on your own. On your own time. And that's what these folks at Berea did. Let me read it to you again. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. I get it out. Forgive me if I said it wrong, in that they received the word with all readiness and search the scriptures daily, daily, to find out whether these things were so. In other words, they weren't searching the scriptures from a judgmental point of view, but so that they could learn more. And if there was human error there, that could be corrected. Amen. Amen. Turn that light off for me. Hallelujah. You're still here. Praise God. Number three, which is a lot like number two, meditate on the word that you are hearing. Meditate on it. Let it soak in. Let it get it into your spirit. Turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1. And God was talking to Joshua here. And he says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Give me that verse in Amplified Bible, please. Amplified Classic. Look at this. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." In other words, don't stop speaking the word. Okay? Don't stop speaking the word. "But you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do," observe and do "according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal what? Wisely, and have good success." It's not enough just for you to come and hear me preach and teach you. But what I preach and teach to you must get on the inside of you. Therefore, you're going to have to study it yourself. You're going to have to meditate on it yourself. But let me tell you, you know what word that works for us? It's the word that we have in our spirit. It's the word of God. That's the reason you hear me pray so many times. Heavenly Father, before I minister, Heavenly Father, I pray that they don't just be hearers only, but that this word that I'm preaching will get down into their spirits. Because when you get the word of God on the inside of you, that's when it goes to work for you. It's got to get, you got to get it on the inside. It can't just bounce off your head. You got to get it on the inside. And in order to get it on the inside, you're going to have to study it. Matter of fact, we have these messages online on Facebook and YouTube as well. Where else, Josh? That's it. Okay, Facebook and YouTube. And you can go back and listen to them again and read your notes. Get it in your spirit. I'm here to tell you, I want the Word of God working in my life. I want to deal wisely in the affairs of life. I want to make wise decisions. I want to be able to clearly discern between good and evil, wise and unwise. And the Word of God equips us to do that. And that's what brings success in our lives. I tell you what, some folks, they gripe and they complain and they blame this one and they blame that one because of the condition that they're in. But you know what? The real answer is get Jesus in your heart. Get born again. Get in the Word of God, because He has already promised us that He would lead us and that He would guide us. He already promised us that He would never leave us and that He would never forsake us. He told us, "I know the plan that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plan for good and not for evil." It's when I got a hold of God's Word and began to apply God's Word to my life, I got it on the inside of me, things began to change. It didn't change overnight. I didn't have time to blame someone else for my condition. I found out that God was my answer. I found out that the Word of God is my answer. Praise God, hallelujah. I could say some other things about that, but I won't today. Hallelujah. So we want to make sure that we meditate on the Word of God that we're hearing. All right, turn to the book of James. Book of James. Y'all still here? James chapter 1. So number one, we welcome and receive the Word of God. Number two, examine the Scriptures to see if what's being said line up with God's Word. Number three, meditate on God's Word. Number four, you put it into practice. Put into practice what you're hearing. Put into practice what you're hearing. James chapter 1. Look, we'll begin reading at verse 22. Well, I'll just begin reading at verse 21, actually. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness, what? The implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But look at verse 22. But, everybody say but. Now, this but joins what was just said to what's about to be said. But be what? Doers of the word, and what? Not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself. And by the way, the Word of God is that mirror. The Word of God is that mirror. Every time I read the Word of God, I'm looking in the mirror. So verse 23 again. But if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Isn't that amazing? The word of God reveals to us what type of people we are. But look at verse 25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it. Everybody say continue. See, it's not enough just to look. You got to continue. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one will be what? He will be blessed. This one will be blessed in what he does. Amen. So we got to put into practice what we're hearing. Because the word of God, folks, is supposed to change us. It is supposed to change us. Let it change you. It don't matter how long you've been saved. Let it change you. I'm always looking for ways to change, to become more mature in the things of God. Hallelujah. That was number four. Number five is my last one. Turn to 1 Peter. Just flip over to 1 Peter. Chapter 3. Look at verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Number five, and this is my final one. Always be ready to share God's word with others. What you learn in this service today, you need to be willing. You need to meditate on it and so forth yourself, but you should also be willing to share it with other people. Praise God. I said, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, did this bless you? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. There's some other things I can say. I may say them next week, and I may not. We'll just see how that goes. But how to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. And we thank you.